All right, ready?
Whenever you are, bro. Welcome to One Down, Five Up. This is Happy.
And this is Kyle.
This is Joe.
Well, we've kind of done all of our shows all out sequence today. Today's been a hot mess, starting with a firefighter case that Joe didn't want to actually deal with. And because, you know, we all know Joe loves his firefighters. And then now weather's coming in, and Joe made a purchase today. What'd you buy?
I bought a boat.
You bought a boat?
You bought a boat?
I bought a boat.
I missed this.
You bought a boat today.
What kind of boat?
A hurricane?
Is it like a fishing boat, or is it like a, I'm on a boat.
So yeah, I'm on a boat.
Just a on a
boat. Like a stepbrother's boat?
No. It is like a, I'm going to take the family out and go to Masonboro Island on a boat versus lug all my coolers and stuff all out onto the beach by hand.
Okay.
Right?
Uh-huh. So you got this more for family, you know, yeah, get together. Sure.
They've
like
been
that.
Bugging me about wanting to get back out on the water. Like, when are we going to get on the water? When are we going to get back on the
Joe's
water?
A freaking family man. Don't you know this?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Most definitely.
I mean, I hear you're a family man, too.
I'm a family man.
Yeah.
With my dog?
I heard you got Clinger back.
I'm talking to her again, yes.
Wait, you stupid or something?
No. It's been going pretty good so far. I will say.
Yeah. All fucking psychos freaking behave right in the beginning.
Correct. And that's why I'm like, oh, we're going to take it slow. And
yeah, that there. Worked out well for you last time.
Well, last time I didn't make the right decisions. This time I'm trying to make different decisions.
What head are we thinking with right now there, Kyle?
I could take the jokes all you want, but
that's fine.
The biggest thing is in the end of the day, like, you know.
In the end of the day, she sucked your soul out.
Sure. It sucked for a good while, but the last like couple weeks have been pretty daggone good.
Are you honestly, sure she's still not sucking?
No.
No? Not sucking at all, huh?
No.
No? We're already past that stage.
No. I heard you went to a Motley Crue concert.
I did.
How was that?
That was not sucking. That was awesome.
Really? Okay.
That was absolutely like, you know.
Because I think I called or messaged you. I think I might have messaged you. You called me. And you, oh, Motley Crue. Yeah, I'm like, oh, okay. Yep. Or maybe you texted me.
I saw a picture. Happy posted a picture on Facebook. And the average crowd looked like the age of 65.
I posted a picture on Facebook. That was virtually impossible for me to post.
It was Justin. Whoever did.
So he blended in is what you're trying
to
say.
No, asshole, okay? Like, it's weird. You literally saw all the, well, there's a bunch of girls there that were actually like, wow, Horn, you were a groupie back in 1983. And you still have the same leather shorts and the same leather top.
So are you saying like, ugh, are you saying?
I was like, oh my God, that is like really scary. Like, please retire that leather, okay?
Yeah, okay, that's kind of what I
feel. And then there was a bunch of children there that could have probably been Tommy Lee's, Vince Neil's, or Nikki Six's, or Mick Marcy, and he didn't get lucky at all. I'm pretty sure there were some children there, okay? Like, I mean.
Yeah.
It was, and but the parents and the kids, like, they looked alike. It was like, you ever seen, like, the 101 Dalmatians, where the owners and the dogs look alike? You never seen 101
Dalmatians? I've seen 101. Do you know how long ago that was?
I don't know, like, 2 years ago? You're, like, fucking 12.
I was probably 12.
You know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. Where, like, the owners and the, they look alike, right? The owners and the dogs look alike. That's what it was like looking at some of these people. It was like, wow, red-haired mom, red-haired kid.
Oh, okay.
Wow. It was just like there were many clones. I was like, this is really weird.
I mean, isn't that just normal society life? Like, I mean, don't you just go to the mall and
this
play,
was
hey.
This was like, because they were like dressed alike. It was like, it was weird. It was it was just, I don't know. It was just a different level of, it's not like you and Liam.
I understand.
Okay. Definitely not like you and Gavin.
Yeah.
Well, I heard you went to a Motley Crue concert.
Yep.
And I heard you or saw you on, like, I think it was Instagram. I forget now. It might have been Facebook or something. But I saw you went to a baseball game. Wasn't it a baseball game, or am I crazy?
No, he went to Disneyland.
Disneyland? Is that
Disney World.
I mean,
Universal Studio.
It was like probably a month ago almost. I did go to a baseball game.
Because you went with Gabe, right?
Yeah, I went to the Rangers.
Okay, okay. I thought it was more recent, but okay.
Yeah, so Arlington.
I mean, it was within this last month. It was a month ago, less than a month ago now.
It was after we recorded for sure because I didn't say anything.
Well, yeah, because that's when Klinger entered back in your life and you haven't been here since then, so.
Yep. Kyle's like a period.
Like a period. My fucking cramps once a month.
It shows up.
I planned on twice a month for the most part. Sometimes once a month, but sometimes twice a month.
That actually brings us into our topic of conversation we had, besides just bagging on you, and which is, it's expensive for you to come down here now.
It is. It's
tell Kim to chill up.
It's Gabe.
No. Oh. It's expensive for you to come down right now.
It's, here, let me turn him down. If I had to take a wild guess, it's probably around $80 for me to make a round trip. Somewhere around there. I mean, it could be a little less. Like, could be, you know,
twice a month or something like that.
Yeah, and it starts to add up, and it's just one of those things where I'm like, you know, it's one of those things where you're like, okay, where can I save money? Because I'm, you know, it's not like I have a boatload of money or anything. I have all these expenses, and I'm like, okay, where can I save
money? What's all these expenses? You live by yourself, and you have Obi.
My mortgage, my light bill, my water bill. My gas. Should I go on?
That's normal people expenses.
Correct, but I'm taking care of all first that myself.
First world problems. Congratulations.
Correct. But it's just one of those things where I'm like, okay, I got to calm down. You know,
put Klinger through college?
No. What?
Okay. So you have all these expenses.
Yeah. It's hard to keep it all together, but I still really try to come down here and see you. You know, I deal with the gas prices and everything. I might have a conversation with Carson about trying to get a little bit of help, especially if I start coming down here like twice a month. Just because it's so expensive.
You have to actually come here twice a month. You know that, right?
Correct.
Okay, cool. All right. But gas prices are getting crazy.
If that's the one thing holding you up.
No, yeah, no. It's
I got you.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that. But it's not the only thing. It's also like this past month, we had, what event was it? We had the event at both stores.
Yeah, that's a good event,
Father's Day.
We didn't have a Father's Day event here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, those stores up there, the other stores.
Oh, the other ones that have Father's. Yeah. We don't have Father's here, so we don't do Father's Day.
No.
I'm pretty sure it's the other way around.
My father and dad.
What?
Yeah.
What?
He was killed by a firefighter.
What? Is that what all this is about?
No.
Oh, my gosh. I was like, oh, my gosh, it's full circle.
My dad really did die, but he didn't die from a firefighter.
Did he die from no firefighter showing up?
I mean, there was probably some firefighters involved. He was a bigger guy, and he had cancer, so they probably had to get him, you know, out of. I don't know if firefighters, more like EMS, but.
No.
Hey, you know what we brought up in a previous podcast talking about? I wonder if Joe was like a skinny guy, and you know, when he was younger. Remember,
I think it's actually in the future podcast because that's when JoJo was actually on the show.
That's not before this?
No, that was before, after this.
Yeah, I've weighed 250 my whole like.
He came out like this is Joe actually.
Yeah, 250 all through high school pretty much.
Damn.
Yeah, okay. Joe was never a skinny man. Yeah.
Well, you never know.
I put on the Baker 50, but other than that, I've been about
the Baker 50.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ask Cappy about it.
That's about right, actually. Yeah. Retired, and there goes the Baker 50. It's like, wow.
So you want this episode to go first? So the people have something to look forward to with JoJo if you do that.
Oh, that wild ride! Oh my gosh, that's another level of
the best, happy. Most random episode ever.
That's what his quote is.
More random than y'all going through your videos on talking about which ones you liked and which ones y'all didn't.
I think you'll actually enjoy JoJo's more than that one. Yeah, that one was sad. I know. Okay, great. Blah blah blah. Shut up, Joe.
Hey, how did our episode do with the guy that was had 50,000 followers?
Sorry, Mobius. It probably around doubled on our view count, so it was pretty good. And then he was talking to me kind of while it was happening, like the first 2 days that it happened, and he pretty much said like, "Oh man, a lot of my friends or you know followers or whatever are listening," and they were like, "Dude, it's really good, it's really good." I was like, "Cool." And then the next week happened, and then it kind
of
went.
So none of those people actually stuck with the.
I mean, they might have, but from the looks of it, it looks like everybody listened to that one, and then they went, okay, and then next week our episode came out, and it went up, but I mean, it was by three, you know, four, you know, whatever it was.
Hold on, did you get any emails saying we were number one in our category?
No.
Any numbers in our category?
No.
Oh gosh,
you had to be in the top 100.
Yeah, I mean our followers are so low. So
what's our, and we're in automotive now.
Oh, that was great. You put us in the mo-
we tried to go.
We could go back to hobbies.
Hobbies was like we could just
dominate that.
Yeah, knitting and making 70s. Pots. Yeah, I'm pretty sure we can just absolutely crush that one.
That was. Yeah.
We can go back to hobbies. We could try it out.
I just want to know iTunes. If there's any people out there actually listen to us from iTunes or Spotify or anything, how the hell do you search motorcycles and not get a motorcycle podcast?
I had a conversation today with Taylor about it, and she said that she'd look into it. I was like, that would be great because I've looked into it, and I can't figure it out, and I just got to the point where I was like, it literally tells you online so many times, there's really nothing you could do. And
bullshit. There's someone out there that's saying, yeah, search motorcycle, and they come up.
Correct. But I will be the first one to tell you, I do not know, and there's probably a reason.
You suck at your job.
Sure. Go ahead.
You're horrible. You can't run.
We got some good
can't.
Videos today. What are you talking
we
about?
We did. Yeah, you're great. Happy Kyle Productions is back in full swing. You know?
It's going good.
We did get a couple good videos today. You got one good one with Mother Bruce and freaking Brian out in the boat.
Yep. Sounds good.
So
you didn't want to bring Morgan with you today?
No. She's working.
Okay. I'm pretty sure she doesn't want to come down here and see me ever again, okay? Because she's been stalking his ass.
Say what?
Did she listen to the episodes?
She might have. I know she's listened to, the ones before, and then she's probably listened to, all of them, or maybe she's listened to some of them. I don't know.
Stage five, bro.
Stage five?
Stage five.
Clinger.
Okay. She's listening to these things.
Yeah. All of a sudden, you're sitting there, you don't know what game you're going to play. All of a sudden, you say, hey, let's play Just the Tip, and then what do you know? You got your stage five clinger on your hands.
Exactly. That's pretty much how
Wedding Crashers.
Yeah, exactly. And that's pretty much exactly how Kyle happened. He's like, I'm tired. I'm lonely. And boom, it's summertime. You don't bring sand to the beach, bro.
Don't bring sand to the beach?
Don't bring sand to the beach.
Fair enough.
Do you know what that means?
Yeah, but you take it home with you? Is that?
I don't want to take the sand home with me.
Well, I don't live at the beach. Fair enough.
Everyone's told you this is a bad idea.
Some people, yeah.
I'd rather pay higher gas prices than have this on my hands, okay?
Okay.
How do we combat it? Do you think there's a... Going back to gas prices, do you think this is affecting us?
I think that's affecting the transportation world, which then therefore affects us. Because gas hunting bikes aren't expensive, right? So that's not the effect. It's the other effect. Like people have to go to buy a bike, you have to go to work, right? And then you have to spend gas to go to work.
Mm-hmm.
You're spending your other money that you would normally spend on bikes. I don't think it's like, hey, I'm not buying a bike because gas prices are high. I don't think that's the case because I can't afford to put gas in my bike. I think it's, the other things that, I got to spend this gas money now to go to work. I got to spend,
Yeah.
I'm going to be a little conservative now.
That now my gas bill, my budget is now doubled in gas. And so therefore the extra $200-$300 I might have had for a bike payment is now.
And no one knows really what the sky's the limits, where the limit is. So they were like, probably like, hey, hold on, let's see where this thing washes out before we pull the trigger on anything.
Yeah. Do you think it's going to come down?
Has to. I mean, right?
You think? Yeah, but again, California has proved us wrong in every other thing. They fucked everything up, so.
Yeah, I mean, it came down before, so let's hope it comes in again.
I mean, it's come down from what it was. It was $450. Now, around my house, it's like $420-ish.
Yeah, no, it's not. It's still $460 here.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, Wilmington's different.
We pay the Wilmington surcharge.
Yeah, fair enough.
It's a beach tax.
See, when I moved here from Fayetteville, from here, it was like everything was like a dollar more.
Yeah, I've realized that when I come down here and I'm staying, I'm like, okay, let me grab something to eat. And I'm like, all right. And I'll look at my, if you just type in food, not fast food, food, every place is dumb expensive. I'm like, I can't afford any of this. And then I'm like, fast food. There we go.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, it's just like it was like a culture shock whenever we first moved down here. Just like the things you buy every day, and then they're like, it's the exact same stuff. It's just it's a dollar more. Why? Yeah.
I can't even find a daggone food line. It's all Aldi's and
Harris Teeter's. Aldi's cheap, dumbass.
Is it?
You're so stupid.
I thought it was pretty expensive. Compared to food line.
Aldi's amazing because they don't bag your groceries.
We don't use bags because we're, plant friendly or something, whatever you're into.
No, dumbass, because then you just have less people. It's just
they still stuff. Check you out.
One the person only thing, versus there's not two one person. People.
That same person checks me out at Food Line, puts the stuff in my bags normally.
The only thing they can bag is all these nuts.
Got him!
Got him!
Sorry.
Kyle, that was horrible.
Kyle made it funny. Good job, Kyle.
God. The only time you're good with that board is when you're setting your own joke.
How about when we,
I know what's coming.
When was that? Was that the grand opening event? Or was that the last event when I went to Dallas when your mom came?
Oh, your mom saw you at Bulldog?
Yeah, Bulldog.
Yeah. What about it?
She was excited. I felt like she was like a.
You're one and only.
She was
fan.
A groupie, not like a groupie.
Not like a Molly Crew. Wow.
Back up. Sorry, Mom. She was a fan. I've never had a fan.
She's like starstruck.
Yeah,
she's
never like had a fan before. She was happy to see me.
I didn't even know she was coming that day because I gave her my dog and everything, and then I was like, okay, you know. See you guys later. And then my mom and my dad were talking about going up, you know, north-ish, but I didn't know. And I think they said something about Raleigh. But the next thing I know, I literally walked out of the door, and here they come towards the door. And I'm like, well, hey there. And then my dog started barking and then realized it was me. And then, of course, it was fine. But, yeah, I was like, Joe's over there. And she's like, oh, where? And that was it.
Look at this picture I took.
Oh, you take a picture with her?
Yeah, of all of us. But look at the dog.
Oh, freaked out or whatever. I remember something weird about it.
The dog looks petrified.
Like you got her hands around the dog's neck.
Wait, why are you strangling your dog?
I think I was trying to
see that picture.
I don't know if they can see it, but
who cares?
I think I was trying to get the dog's face kind of at the camera.
Yeah, I could see you. Oh God!
Look how happy your mom is to be in a picture with Joe.
She's pumped.
Like
she's pumped.
She's pumped.
She's excited. What can I say? Thanks, Mom.
That's not at all what I thought your mom would look like.
What did you think she looked like?
I don't know. I just had this.
Probably a redneck because he thinks I'm redneck Kyle or something. Oh, no.
You saw that picture. You're redneck Kyle.
Yeah, I get
redneck
it. I get
Kyle. Kyle. Hey, Kyle. What you doing?
No. I don't know. I just had like a different. I had white hair in my head.
Mm.
I don't know.
You were thinking like a little bit older, maybe, or
I was thinking like something probably more like your mom, like look like more like your mom. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. No, I did not think redneck. Okay,
what?
This is Barbara. If you're actually still listening to this episode after making fun of your son, you know
she probably hears it all the time. She's listened to I think most of the episodes.
I'm sorry to say that your son's making poor decisions.
Here we go.
What does your mom feel about the situation?
Yeah, what does she think
about? She loves her.
She loves Klinger?
She's like, oh, hey, missed you. Hug.
I don't think that woman actually can have a mean bone in her body, actually.
She's nice.
That's what I'm saying. She has no mean bones in her body. She's like, oh, how you doing, Klinger? Well, you want to stay for Thanksgiving? Okay, here you go. Oh.
Okay.
I'm glad that you have sucked the soul out of my sunset head.
Oh, this is getting bad.
All right, next.
What else do you think the gas prices? What else were we going to talk about with the gas prices? I mean, it was just like, I don't know.
I think it could, you know, potentially, you know, they would say this wouldn't affect them, but I know for sure this would affect shipping on bikes. So that, you know, let's say you have two or three, you know, sometimes the trucks aren't filled all the time when they send bikes, right? They, you know, if they have 10 bikes to come, but there's room for 15 on the truck, they're going to send those 10 that are coming this way, right? Now they might wait for those other five to be done to send.
I noticed that in April when we had bike shipping, they waited. And it was like scheduled. They kept pushing the shipment date because I don't think they had enough on that ship.
Yeah, because you got to think, whatever your expenses were for gas, whether it's at the dealership, whether it's wherever, it doubled.
Especially like diesel.
It doubled. Whatever, if it was $100, now you're at $200. It was a straight flip.
I mean, it's outside from PowerShip. I mean, it's like, unless you really don't, you can't pick up your bike, we'll ship, but now we're even trying to start to charge.
Yeah, charge just because we can't, you know. Before, you know, we were eating employee costs and gas, which wasn't as, you know, it wasn't as bad, but now you doubled our expenses on gas, right? So...
Mm-hmm.
Shelton's worried probably now.
That ass actually.
He probably worried that I died.
Oh, super douche freaking actually. Now he after he bailed on you.
Send him your location, but send it in the middle of the water.
I wonder if I can do that.
I don't know.
I would love if you just like, I don't know what I'm doing. What's the number to CETO?
What's the CETO number again?
What's the CETO number?
It's not working. What's the buttons?
Where does the plug go again?
Did you put the drain plug in?
We actually did that together, so he'll know.
Was I supposed to remove the drain plug after we put it in? Because I'm not sure.
I'm going to send him this. But I think I'm lost.
You sent him.
So for all those listeners that are still listening to this show, okay, Shelton, Uber douche, decided to bail on Joe and help Joe put in the water, his boat in the water. And that's important because Joe's done it like maybe twice in his life and Shelton's done it like maybe 552 times.
Yeah, I just haven't done it a lot, right? So it's like I like the extra help just to make sure, you know, plus you have to have two people to go to the lift and then therefore.
Yeah, I wanted to take the boat off the actual trailer and wanted to drive the truck away.
It's nice to have two people, right?
So if you got a boat, you got to have friends.
Yeah, I mean, you can do it by yourself, but I think that's when you see, like, when you're doing it by yourself, that's when you see when the truck goes back and it goes into the water. Mm. It's because you're trying to do everything by yourself. You miss a step or, you know, you're trying to, you know, just trying to do too much, not paying attention. Mm. And then if you have someone in the truck all the time, that's pretty hard for that to happen.
That would be hard. Okay. What did
he say? He said, wow, call the Coast Guard.
Thanks for your concern. I hate you.
You could say, what's their number?
1-800-COAST-GUARD?
Can I shoot my single flare now?
Oh, God. That would be the time.
I'm shooting my single flare up in there.
I always wanted to shoot one of those because it's like a gun. And it has like a cartridge and you just, I just want to shoot one. But you can't unless you're in trouble.
Yeah.
Big time fine.
I'm sure that if you shot it, they'd find you.
Somebody would.
Hey, so me and Diane were talking, and he was saying you should definitely pick up the bales in the middle of the ocean if you ever go out there.
Hay bales?
Bales of hay?
No, like bales. They're just bales floating in the ocean, apparently.
Just grab one.
Like Christopher?
Just
grab them. Christopher Bale?
Christopher Bale?
No, not
Batman's up
there? No. Batman. There he is.
I mean, it's just like basically he says it was like free drugs and money out in the freaking ocean.
Oh.
I don't think the average person runs upon that.
Donnie's running upon it a bunch of times, he said.
Is there money?
He says sometimes there's money.
How much money?
Enough to probably pay off the boat.
Okay.
He's like, this boat's about to get paid off.
Why are we looking for treasure in the water? We should be looking for treasure floating in the water.
Like, exactly. Just run.
My luck is there's a GPS, and then I know I have the cartel. Well, of course
there's a GPS on there, but you just cut the plastic. Grab as much money as you can and just kick the rest overboard.
Oh, they have the cartel at my house.
How are they supposed to find
me? Hey, amigo. They'd be like, hey, bro. What's up? Sorry.
That's not. Wait. You give them the rest. They're not going to take help if you find some. Just finder's fee, man.
Finder's fee.
You don't get finder's fee with the cartel?
Not when you just take it.
Yeah. Your finder's fee is you might be able to keep a couple of your toes and fingers. Maybe.
So what you're saying is I can't just take the free money and coke?
No.
Go ahead. Do it.
Oh.
Come on. I have a kid over there.
Well. We always said Gabe's perfect age was 12. That's his perfect spot. All right, well.
Well, your ride's here. You got to go put a boat in the water. Yeah. Gas prices are high. Yeah. It's affecting business in a little bit in the sense of trying to get people here, and they just don't want it. But remember, there's no better way to get to and from work and save money and gas than on a bike.
That's true.
That's it.
So if you have thought about it, it could cut your truck, that big old truck. You might not want to take that to work every day.
You could. And I think that's where people are going to have to focus in on is buying the cheaper bikes, you know, the Sportsters, the Scouts.
Get rid of that F-250, you know, Super Duty. Get the Chief.
You can keep it.
Super Chief, Super Duty for a Super Chief. I like it.
Yeah. See? Plus, you know, interest rates are on the rise. That's another thing.
Mm-hmm.
If you keep the cheaper bike even though interest rates are high, gas prices are high, I think it's an overall better decision.
We haven't I mean, interest rates have gone up a little bit just based on everything has gone up, but we're still getting pretty decent interest rates, APRs for.
Yeah, bikes have been, you know, we're still getting, you know, in the low fours to fives, fives mostly. Mm-hmm. But I mean, yeah, but housing right now, I have a guy who, you know, I know he said if you right now you get a federally backed housing loan, it's like 6.5%.
Right. So you.
When I bought 6 months ago, it was 3%, you know?
And that's with you being King Boog.
I know. So, I mean.
I just thought about it, too. I was at Pirate Ship earlier, you know, filming videos and stuff, and a guy was looking at the Honda Navi, and they were talking about it, and apparently that bike gets, like, 110 miles per gallon. And that was a big reason he was getting it.
Yeah, that's like, crazy. Ooh. I mean, that's the most, I mean, that has to be, you know, it has to be.
Yeah, if you're around town, yeah. if you're in the city of Wilmington or something like that, I mean,
it might. I think it was his first bike, and then he was like, oh, this would be fun, and it will save me gas. So yeah. I think
you'll see more budget-driven, you know, reasons to buy than just on a whim, I want to spend money I have left over. Now it's like, hey, I need to buy a bike because my budget is.
Yeah. I think gas prices will probably get better next year. The only reason I think that is because
they'll come down after Labor Day. You know, they generally come down after Labor Day. Yeah.
I think they'll get decently better, though, next year just because of the election, unfortunately.
Joe is taking off his headphones. He's now left the building.
See you, Joe. Love you.
And
I think it's time.
I think it's time. Well, that was extremely rude. Yeah. So. Yeah,
we can end it.
We can end this thing. Don't worry about it, Joe. Fun. You're good. You're good, okay?
I wouldn't even worry about it. It was a home run. I'll turn you down.
That was like, drop the mic. That was literally, drop the freaking mic. Don't drop the mic. It's
expensive. All right, everybody. This was One Down, Five Up. We love to have you out. And next time, listen to the next episode. I don't think I'm in any of the next three. But
no, you're in the ocean.
I'm in the ocean. You're in the
ocean. Sheldon hasn't come and gotten you yet.
I'll be
out in
the ocean.
So you're fighting fires, man. Yeah. You're doing... The firefighter
fire
thing.
Can't get to you as well as in the
ocean. Yeah, that's true. Well, it can, but
Kim might love you again now.
Good, great. All right. Yeah, I now remember why I left.
Bye, Joe. Hey, it's One Down, Five Up, and we're going to sign off on this episode. Thanks, guys.
Appreciate having you. There you go.
Bye.